Well, those are the two topics I wanted to cover. The reason I wanted to bring them up early is so that you start putting what follows next into that context. You start thinking about how it might apply. What's most important is that you develop a framework of games, a framework of stories that's open-ended enough so you can adapt them to the situation. If anyone's been in Toastmasters or done ad hoc public speaking, it's the same type of idea. You've got a couple general stories in your mind that you've practiced the framework of, and then you adapt them to the situation.
There's another one, there's another group of people who do this quite a bit, and I don't know if any of you are familiar with them. My boys are involved in it quite a bit. It's called game mastering, and it's where they just get a group of people together and they play a game with one person as the facilitator. Very much what we're talking about here. It doesn't have the same purposes that COPE has. But the theme of the game master, he brings you into his world, making you think and work together collectively. And a good game master, you can just have a wonderful time with.
Thanks, Larry. It's very similar. Except now, the difference, the game master, are they the source of all rules and all clarification?
It depends on the game you're playing.
Okay.
In some of them, they have a rule book and then they expound on it. Some of it you get together and they are the source.
Now, this gets us to the how you will want to run your COPE games, your COPE sessions. Are you going to be the guide for all the details, or are those details going to be provided by the participants?
Excellent
Your
question.
game, however you want to run it, I've got my philosophy, you're going to have yours.
Well, part of your philosophy, or what appeared to be part of it, was if you don't ask the question, it's fairly flexible. You start asking questions, and the rules start to tighten up.
Well, the reason I would do that is to actually that pushes people into their uncomfort zone. A hypothesis I've been working on for a number of years is that what drives people most strongly is avoiding uncertainty.
Okay.
And some people are just so uncomfortable with uncertainty. They will grasp myths and hold on to them as if they were cast in stone. Because to think that they might be wrong, to think that they might not know something, just scares them terribly. While people are so fearful of that, they're really at risk of hurting themselves and those around them. So I like to encourage people to become more comfortable dealing with uncertainty and at as early an age as possible. Now, this does open up a number of interesting situations. For example, the case where there's a game called, for example, Peanut Butter Pit. You've got markers. You have to stand on the markers. If you lose touch with them, they're taken out of the game, and you've only got so many markers in which the entire team has to come across. So one time we had it set up where you said, this line and this line, you've got to get your team from this side to this side with these markers safely, and gave them all the rules. He said, all right, go. So one of the team members turned around, they had a little huddle, and then the entire team walked around the course. The other group went, they can't do that. Said, well, why not? Well, they have to cut across here. They have to go straight across. Was that a rule? No. Okay. What's the problem? But what's the fun in this? Well, I think the fun was that they came up with a very creative solution that fit the constraints of the problem. They didn't add unnecessary constraints. Well, hey guys, it's pretty quick. Would you like to try that game again? But this time with an additional rule? Sure. Okay. And I gave them a bunch of rules, so it really made it a challenge. But really, I mean, isn't life really about thinking outside the script or off the script? Of course, oh, by the way, we're going to get into this other when we do games. The presentation of the game needs to start with a safety concern, making sure that rules are established to ensure that it's done safely. And to do that efficiently and quickly and without the use of any negative words. We'll get into that later. Well, I babbled on a lot. Comments, concerns, questions?
Did I miss the details on Saturday?
Well, Jeff, you didn't miss the details because we didn't have any, but would you like some details?
I'm afraid to ask. You might turn on me.
No, I. Yeah, you're right. I would. for those people who are on the call, I'll tell you what. I will plan to be out there at 9 o'clock in the morning. How late do you think you guys would be showing up?
I could be there at 9.
Okay.
This is Brad. I am not sure if I can make it, let alone when I can make it.
Fair.
So I'm going to be one of those that Larry was talking about earlier that might show up and can't commit. I apologize.
No, please. It's
the Saturday is extra credit.
Yeah, it's all of this is going to be extra credit. It's just I want to make sure that by the time that we come to a time when we're being assessed, that everyone has had an opportunity to be comfortable with their level of competency on the course.
Understood.
Well, we will see. We have nine
people. Hi, this is Viet. I won't be able to make it since I'm still going to be in Richmond for another few weeks. So I won't be able to make it up to Tim Snyder.
Okay. That's fine, Viet. We're gonna put your hooks in you later. Who else is on?
I might be at 12 o'clock kind of guy.
Okay.
I can be there most of the day as long as it's not all day. So if it's better to shift to 12, I can shift to 12. This is kind of what I'm not looking for rules, but I would like to know what is best for you and how you think it might be best for us to plan this.
One thing that would make this even better is to have more people come. So a group of 6 to 10, 6 to 12 works out best because then we can do a lot of things on the elements. So is anyone else on the call who would be interested in being out at Camp Snyder on sometime Saturday?
This is Dan Dixon.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, what time do you want? 3 hours, 4 hours, 2 hours?
Twelve to two probably work out best if it's a small group.
Sounds like a winner to me.
Okay.
I'll be there. I may or may not be able to bring my wife, but we'll see.
So was the conclusion noon to 2 o'clock? Is that what I just heard?
If that works for you.
That is what I heard, and I can make that.
Okay. I will do my best.
Okay.
Do we need guinea pigs like your son?
Bring guinea pigs if you can get them.
Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a group here. We have Anshan, Peter, TC, T, Tom. Remember Tom?
Mr.
TT. Mr. TT?
Yes, I do.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, guys.
Yeah. We hear you, and unfortunately, this weekend we have the Lingdong camp, and we cannot join you. We plan to be there sometime in June 16th.
Okay.
Our group. We will inform you officially, you know, but by now we already looking to that day.
Okay. And I know you guys have seen
We already have it. I'm sorry?
I know you've seen the course. I know you spent a lot of time out there, so that's fine.
Yeah. So that why we plan to be one more time before we practice, really, on
yep.
June 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. T, you want to say something?
Well, thank you, Tony. It's nice to hear you again. So, like I say, looking forward to go out there again for a refresher course. So. I know I need to review all the different knots and all that.
Yes,
we
you
can
do.
Handle it.
Great.
So we plan to have the conference next week, the same time, Tuesday and Thursday.
Yes. Also, please, I've been putting a set of notes out on the website also. So please take a look at those. If you've got any comments, send me an email, and I will make changes to that. I will update the schedule to indicate the time for this coming Saturday.
Okay.
And please just send me emails, give me a call, we'll adapt as necessary.
And the schedule is at that website, correct?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
And Tony, on Tuesday, you asked us to send you an email verifying that we were there. Do you want that again today?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Will do, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate you being here. See you next Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
All right. Tony, thanks for your time. Goodbye.
Goodbye. And if anybody ever
goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you. Just feel free to call me anytime to chat about anything that might be on your mind.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Jeff.